DELTORA QUEST 3 by Emily Rodder. Book 4, The Sister of the South. The enemy is daring me to look beneath the stone, as once it dared me to look for the first part of the map. He remembered the voice of the Shadow Lord hissing through the crystal. This king will never find it. I dare him to try and go more quickly to his death. But I did find the first part of the map, and I did not die, Leif thought. Then I found the second part, and the third, and the last, and I am still here. But he knew that the enemy had planned for this, too. The message on the stone proved it. Plans within plans. Smash the evil, sneering thing, Jasmine muttered. Smash it to pieces.
Stand aside, Barda said grimly, getting to his feet and reaching for the iron bar.
Leif and Jasmine scrambled out of his way, and Barda, teeth bared in a snarl of hatred, smashed the end of the iron bar down on the warning stone. He struck once, twice, and on the third stroke there was a sharp crack and a brilliant flash of white light. Barda staggered back, his hands pressed to his eyes. The heavy bar fell clanging to the ground. Cracks ran crazily over the stone till the whole flat carved surface was a maze of black lines. Then suddenly the shattered stone fell away, fell with a sound like thundering hail, and all that was left in its place was a yawning pit from which evil poured like a thick, vile smell. Jasmine cried out and covered her face. Leif fell to his knees and stared. His eyes were watering, but he could not look away. For down in the center of the darkness something gleamed, something as beautiful and beckoning as one of the gems on the belt of DELTORA. The Sister of the South.